Guys, happy new year. All right, so I'm saying happy new year even though this is the 13th of January. Okay, this is the 13th of January and I'm saying happy new year because I've not heard from you guys and I've not spoken to you guys in the longest. Yeah, I heard from a few people who contacted me over the long break but then it's good to be back. I've missed you all. I've missed you. And I'm just delighted to be here again. Alright, so compliments of the season, guys. I hope you all are doing fine. I hope you're fine. I hope you're good. Alright, the fact that you're in 2021 is enough to be grateful for. Trust me. And the fact that you've been holding on steady. Clap for yourself. You're a warrior. You're brave. You're doing well. Alright, so this is Love and Light with Calista Adebayo. And I'm so excited to have you here again. Alright, so straight up, first off, I want to apologize. I want to sincerely apologize from the bottom of my heart. I'm truly sorry for the longest break I ever took. It was a really necessary break, guys. I had a couple of people sending me messages saying, Calista, is everything okay? Are you doing good? Are you fine? We've not heard from you. Thank you so much for contacting me, guys. Thank you for checking up on me. I really appreciate it. And I do not take it for granted. Alright, but then the break was necessary. And it's just good to be back here, really. And I have a whole lot to tell you guys. A whole lot. Alright, so just stay back, relax, and we'll be right back. Alright. Welcome back to Love and Light Podcast with Calista Adebayo, and yes, this is the 2021 edition, meaning repackaged, re-strategized for you, especially packed for you. Like, imagine, say, Santa sit down now, and ask you, say, oh yeah, what do you want for Christmas? Okay, and Santa is asking you, what exactly do you want for Christmas? For those of you that don't understand pigeon or Creole, what do you want for Christmas? What was your wish list? And then you said, okay, I want a Hummer Jeep. I want a plot of land. Okay, let me think about this. What do I want? You know, let's say I want a new laptop. I want gadgets for my studio, you know. And then I draw up my long list. And then it all comes to fulfillment. Exactly. So this is, that was just for the sake of an example. But this is exactly what I'm trying to explain. This new package was branded specially to meet your needs. And don't forget, I'll keep coming up with amazing content for you. I know they slack, I know they dull, but then there are times where in people's life, you just have to step back and watch the scenario from the audience perspective. See how things are going and then decide what to do next. Decide the way forward. Alright, so straight up, without further ado, like I said earlier, I would like to say welcome back, okay? And thanks for forgiving me. For those of you that have missed me so much, I've missed you too. Thank you so much for accepting my apology, because I believe you have accepted my apology. But then for those who will not accept my apology, don't worry. We'll sort it out as the time goes on. Alright, so straight up, I would not want to deny the fact that a whole lot happened in 2020. Like, a whole lot of things happened in 2020, generally, to almost all of us. We had the NSAS, COVID-19, you know, a whole lot of things. You know, pandemic scare, everyone was fretting and all. And I really must say, I'm glad that 2020 has gone. Like, goodness gracious, I am so delighted that 2020 decided to pack her bags and leave. That lady was mean. Damn. But then 2021, this lady is so gracious and beautiful. And yeah, I think she's going to treat us better. So we are hopeful that 2021 is way nicer and she will not be influenced by 2020. So yeah. First off, let me share a couple of things that happened last year that made me decide that, you know what, I think I need to step back and take a break and relax and just be fine for myself first before I can be fine for you guys. Okay, so last year, like I said, we had the old NSAS issue, COVID-19 issue and all. And guys, trust me, all those periods, I had so much content I wanted to share with you guys. In fact, they used to say, Yoruba used to say, Ogbalorinyo, like, I had it loaded. It was so much. But then I just had to say, okay, I'm going to give you people this 2021 back to back. But then on a more serious note, you know, the NSAS happened, the NSAS issue came, COVID-19 pandemic scare, everyone was fretting, oh my god, this person is dying, that person is dying. Everyone was scared, literally. And we were not sure of what was going to happen next. It was like 2020 decided that, oh, every month I'm coming up with a new thing for you guys to deal with. And I wouldn't want to deny the fact that that period actually took its toll on my mental health. Now, how do I mean? First off, growing up, I literally was scared of blood. I'm still scared of blood. So much blood, excessive blood. But then, you know, seeing, oh, this person died, that person died, this happened, that happened, was really draining me. Like, it was making me so sad, so hurt. Even people I did not know, you know, it was just sad to know that people were just dying. Okay, the whole 2010 2020, for those of, I'm very sure most Nigerians can never forget that date. I can never forget that date. But then 2010 2020 was really literally a sad day. And even though I might not know most of the people that, you know, most of the victims of that, let's say that pandemic, because we, trust me, we faced various pandemic last year. Let's say the victims of that saga, that incident, we might not know them personally, but then no, it was really sad. It really drained my spirit. But then I had to now pause and say, you know what, I want to take a break. I want to take a breather. I want to relax and get myself back. Aha! What I didn't know was 2020 was warming up for me. 2020 was looking at me like, chick, you don't know what's going on. Don't worry. I just started with you. Just hold on. So literally, while I was saying, oh, okay, I don't like this. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to gather myself. 2020 was looking at me like, I just started with you. Calm down. So in between, as time was going on, or as time went by, great news, it was not all sad news. I met someone, okay? And then I started seeing this person, and yeah, it seemed like, okay, everything is not all gray after all, okay? And then in between all these incidents, I had a major accident. Yeah, like a terrible accident. I had bruises, wounds, and scars all over my body. And then it took time to heal. And it was so sad, because I went for an OMV. I wish I could send you guys pictures to imagine this. I went for a party, all right, and I was slayed. I was looking lit. Take away, take home to mama. But then on my way back home, I was involved in an accident, and I was at the hospital, you know. I was being treated and everything, and in between I was on and off, in and out of the hospital. And you know, if it was not, oh, they're treating you for the wounds today or the pains or whatever, it was, oh, I'm sick from the repercussion of the accident. So I was dealing with a whole lot medically. But then it was like, oh, okay, you just have to get used to the fact that you have scars from an accident, but everything is fine. Let's thank God you're alive, because the accident was severe that I literally could have lost my life in the process. And I was so grateful that God spared my life and I was still alive to even talk about the accident. Now, while I was dealing with the accident and trying to recuperate, barely a week or 2 weeks after, I lost a friend. And then the friend died, a colleague, a classmate, a friend from school, and she died. And you know, it was so sad. Everyone was hit by the whole incident, and what happened to this person in between. You know, I said I met someone, that person that decided to be acting like, you know, Nigerian weather on and off. The person decided to be acting like the weather, and then I was like, no, you know what, I can't deal with this right now. And I just decided to say, okay, fine, if you want to leave, great, let me focus on me, let me gather myself together and be fine for me. Okay, so while I was trying to deal with the fact that, oh, I'm recuperating from an accident, and oh, I just lost a friend, another major blow hit me. I lost my best friend. Like, my best friend died. And I would not lie to you, I've still not recovered from that shock. Now, for those that knew, because I had a few people from this place that knew about that incident, I generally have two best friends that I grew up with, okay? And then I love them to the moon and back, sincerely. And this particular friend, why I was so sad to lose him was the fact that he reached out to me, say, a month before his death and all, but we couldn't see because I'm always so ever busy. So I was like, oh, okay, we'll create time December and hang out. But then I didn't create time when he came to see because I was dealing with dressing my wounds and everything. So we couldn't see. And then I was going for this lovely program this day. Let's say my brother was having this graduation-ish, you know. And then I was going to represent the family. We're all excited and we're, you know, on our way to the venue. And then I posted a picture of me and someone else. I just posted it on my status and I was like, oh, okay, you know, bright new day, you feeling good. And then I got a message on my phone and the person was like, the message said, babe, Kay is dead. And I literally laughed because it sort of seemed like a joke. And I was like, wait, what? Please, like, literally, I was like, babe, no, this joke is too expensive, like, don't even play with me, like, what's that, which kind of silly joke is that? And you know, I was in denial. I was like, it's not possible, like, what do you mean, how do people just die like that? And I literally called her, because all this while, even still in the car, and everyone was like pumped, yeah, we're going to graduation party. People didn't know what was going on with me because I literally was on my phone. I was smiling outside, but I was having an earthquake deep inside me. So I called and I was saying, sorry, what sort of expensive joke is that? Who jokes about stuff like that? Never ever try that with me again. And she was like, babe, I'm not joking, like, it's real, she's dead, this and this and this and that happened. And it was like I was standing on a rug and someone just dragged the rug swiftly off my feet. And it seemed so funny because it seemed like everything was crashing around me, like, literally it felt like whenever I feel like, okay, this has happened, I get hit by a blow and I'm trying to stand up and recover, another blow comes from another direction. And I was in a terrible state for weeks. Like, knowing I lost someone so dear to me, dear to my heart. it was sad. But then one of the things that gave me comfort was the fact that I knew that as close as we were, he wouldn't want to see me sad or down. But I was rather happy that he lived, and he lived a good life. I was really happy and grateful for that. And I told myself that yes, occasionally I might miss him, but then it will still remain in my heart. So while all those things were going on, I was like, okay, fine. you know, a whole lot has been happening, but we thank God. We just have to gather the pieces of our life and move on. Then I had series of COVID scare. Like, I literally was so paranoid that I literally was wiping every surface, going with my face mask and my gloves, and you can't imagine. And don't laugh at me, but then really, I realized that, man, I feel like my friend's death made me realize that life's short. Like, I've been losing other friends, family, but then I guess maybe it didn't hit me so much as this one did, because it made me realize life is damn short, and literally anyone can go at any time. So literally do what makes you happy, and do the good thing that makes you happy. Let's say that first. And secondly, touch lives while you're alive. Like, touch people's lives, make people happy, let people feel that you're alive. Like, spread the love, spread the joy, spread the light. I don't know if you get my point, but then it made me feel or understand the essence of living. And then I realized, you know what? Time is too short to be fretting over irrelevances. So if someone does something to me and then I'm holding a grudge, nigga, you don't know. You might actually close your eyes tomorrow and not wake up. So you don't have a right to be entitled. So I feel like I'm preaching today, but then I just wanted to, you know, brief you guys about things that have been going on. And then in between, I had some other scenarios, some other lovely scenarios. Well, not lovely per se, but then I don't think I want to talk to you guys about it today. I promise that very, very soon I am going to talk to you guys about that and so many other things that are involved in that. But then, above all, I've been able to gather myself and define this is what I want to do, this is what I want to be. I'm talking about defining who I want to be or what I want to do. Let's not come back to New Year resolutions. I'm very, very sure that some people, when they entered this year, came with, oh, my New Year resolution is to do this, or New Year, new me. Bruh, do what works for you. Really, do what works for you. But then, I want you to realize that it's literally like we're here today, and tomorrow we wake up and we're in a new year. It's still like the next day. So, but then if you intentionally work on yourself, maybe there might be a good change. But then if you are hoping for magic to happen, it's not gonna happen. But then on a more serious note now, one thing I realized when one thing I realized in this year 2021, especially last night, was the fact that I realized that a whole lot of things that I would let slide, like maybe people taking me for granted because I'm too nice or too kind or too friendly, you know, a whole lot of things that I could tolerate before, I couldn't stand them anymore. I was like, see, this is a new year. And it was not about new year, new me, nothing. No, it was just me setting my priorities right. Like, okay, this is a new year. This is who I am. Me defining who I am. This is who I am. These are my principles. These are my values. And this is what I cannot tolerate. This is what I wouldn't take from anyone. So if I can't take it from someone else, I shouldn't do it to someone else. Okay? So understanding those factors made me realize, see, this is who I am. If you're aligning with my purpose, if our purposes align, like our purpose, I beg your pardon, align, then we can be friends, we can work together, we can help each other make the beauty out of the world. You know, make the world so beautiful and spread love. But then if I realize I'm talking about, oh, I want to do this in yeah, this, and you're like, please, let's go on a shopping spree to Dubai and all. My darling, that works for you. Literally, it works for you. But it might not be working for me. Does that mean I would not be nice to you? No, it just means I might just need to sit myself down and decide what my priorities are. So literally, that has been the summary of 2020 for me. I really hope your 2020 was amazing. Okay, I hope your 2020 was really amazing, because mine, we thank God, let's just use that word. But 2021 is a great year, and I can assure you, by the grace of God, that Love and Light podcast will be giving you more content. I have a content I want to dish, but not today. Hopefully by next week, I will be discussing it, because that matter don't they pain me so far. Okay, and I want to really talk about it. I have questions, but then before I end this particular episode, I'm going to throw a question to you guys. I want to hear from you guys before I discuss it next week. I want to hear from you guys what you think about that particular thing. Before we leave today, I would like to say we'll be including quotable quotes, a single quotable quote per episode, because I feel like these are things that encourages me. And trust me, it's not to aspire to acquire what you desire. No, these are things I feel like they help. They are relatable things. They are useful things. They help me and might be useful to someone out there. So every episode, I try to drop a quotable quote that I think might help you for the week. Okay, so for this week, my quotable quote is: you're braver than you believe, you're stronger than you think, and you're smarter than you think. I'll take it again: you're braver than you believe, you're stronger than you seem, and you're smarter than you think. Okay, so thank you so much for staying tuned to Love and Light podcast. Thank you so much for being patient. Thank you for messages. I love you all so much from the bottom of my heart. You guys cannot imagine it. I love you guys so much. Thank you for your constant support. Don't forget to follow Love and Light podcast on Instagram. Okay, don't forget to share, send to your friends. I'm interested in hearing from you. I want your messages, your comments. I want to hear feedback, your reviews. Let me know what you think about Love and Light so far, and Love and Light this particular episode. Has it been helpful in any way? Okay, so thank you so much for staying tuned. Before I leave, I said I was going to tell you what I will be discussing next, and I want to hear from you. I want to know what you think about that particular thing. So my question is: why do men cheat? Yeah. I feel like some people will go, excuse me, it's not just men that cheat. Oh, she must be a feminist. Okay, let's start like this. Why do men cheat? And then, why do people cheat generally? I'll explain my point of view. I'll explain it better next week by God's grace. But then I want to hear from you. Why do you think men cheat? Why do men cheat? Why do people cheat generally? Why do people... what's the motivation behind cheating? Why can't people stay faithful to one partner? Especially married people. If you had an experience with that, please share with me. I want to hear from you. Thank you so much, guys. I love you. Bye.